to order at 3:32. Roll call.
EJ Becker.
Present.
Summer Che. Emmanuel Gomez. Cynthia Ortegon.
Here.
Mohammed Latif.
Present.
Danny Smith.
He's on the way.
Diana Robbins.
Here. Public comment. Do we have anybody here for public comment? On the agenda. Okay. Pardon? I don't see him either. So it's 3:32. So public comment. I see no one for public comment. So we can proceed. Do we have any guests? No, seeing none. Closed public comment. Any guests? We'll wait for Deborah to come back. And we have guest Deborah. Deborah McKenzie, welcome. Okay. And you didn't have any public comment, I take it. Then we move on. Closed public comment. Guests. Next item is the business matters and the approval of the minutes from, what was our date? April 16th? No, that was last minutes. March 19th.
March 19th.
Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes, I did.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Motion to any changes to the minutes?
No.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
None.
None. Motion is passed unanimously. And we'll move on to item number two. Invitation to participate in the City of Madera Transit Survey, Transit Advisory Board meeting, and Unmet Transit Needs meeting. Deborah McKenzie, Program Manager, Grants. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Is it on?
Hi.
Are we recording this or? Okay. So again,
closer.
Deborah McKenzie, oh, there we go. Deborah McKenzie, City of Madera Program Manager. Overseeing the transit programs. And so there are two things that I wanted to do. The first is to invite you to the Unmet Transit Needs public hearing. It's taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, April 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Madera County Transportation Commission building.
That's across the street. Where
it's,
is that?
It's on Howard.
Oh, okay.
So the exact address is 2001 Howard Road, Suite 201. It's a Citizens Business Bank on the second floor.
Some Starbucks.
I will. I have brought flyers for all the board members. If you are interested in attending, one of the things that transit does is we do provide free transportation. There is a stop on Howard by the Madera Unified School Board building that's close to Citizens Bank that you can take the fixed route to, or if you wanted to do a dial-a-ride service, you can call and schedule a dial-a-ride. If you do want to do the dial-a-ride, I would highly encourage you to call and schedule that today since the hearing is tomorrow.
Right. Are you planning to attend, Cynthia? Or
No, because my mother's in town, so no.
Well, I'll go ahead and be there. Can you explain a little bit about what?
So just a little bit about the unmet transit needs process. So as a regional transportation planning agency, the Madera County Transportation Commission, or MCTC, is responsible for the Transportation Development Act funds. These funds are funded through a 1/4% statewide sales tax and are primarily funding source for most transit systems. The administration of these funds includes the annual unmet transit needs process, which has three key components: soliciting testimony on unmet transit needs, analyzing needs in accordance to adopted definitions of unmet transit need and reasonable to meet, and adoption of a finding regarding unmet transit needs that may exist for the upcoming fiscal year. These tasks are to be performed in consultation with the Social Service Transportation Advisory Council, or STAC, and that's a council that is managed by MCTC specifically for this process.
And who's on that council?
I do not have a list of names.
Is it a representative board or appointed, or how do they?
It's a representative board based on different category classes, and let me see if I have them. I don't think
so. Is it county or city folks?
It's both. And it's the representatives are, for example, someone who rides transit, a social services agency that works with transit-dependent populations, a member of the public who's over the age of 60 or above. That's the type of categories that the members make up.
So, sounds good. I will be there.
The other thing I wanted to share was the definition of an unmet transit need. Mm-hmm. So MCTC has determined that its definition of the term unmet transit need includes all essential trip requests by transit-dependent persons for which there is no other convenient means of transportation. And the commission has determined that its definition of the term reasonable to meet shall apply to all related public or specialized transportation services that, one, are feasible, two, have community acceptance, three, serve a significant number of the population, four, are economical, and five, can demonstrate cost effectiveness. And a demonstration of cost effectiveness is by having a ratio of fare revenues to operating costs at least equal to 10%. So those are the, when they're looking at how do you define a unmet transit need, thought I would share that as well.
Okay.
Well,
this may be off the item, but I believe I sent an email expressing my personal opinions about the bus stop at Walmart and adding that for a little more of a safe and convenient route. So I don't know if this is the place to have that conversation, Wendy.
It might fit when I talk about the transit survey.
Okay, because we'll definitely discuss it tomorrow, but I'd like to also, maybe do we need to take a vote to see if it's the wish of the council as well to assist?
We can't take action on something that's not
on the agenda.
Obviously going forward, if we're exploring, say, alternatives, and we could ask for updates on that depending on what happens with transit, they could bring it back for feedback from the ADA Advisory Council on potentially, you know, which so you have shared your email, and I shared it with Deborah and Andy Bett, and then Deborah did respond. I think you were probably already here, and so you didn't see the response.
Okay. But that I expressed that personally. Can we take express it as a council as well, if we have to agendize it for next month, just to support the idea?
Well, I will say this. So for the unmet transit needs process, in addition to attending the public hearing, you can email in comments. They take comments year-round.
Okay.
For this particular process, I know the public hearing is the 17th. They typically present their report to the Transportation Commission the following month. So if there was a possibility for this body prior to that presentation,
okay,
you could still submit a comment prior to them presenting their final report.
So would it make a difference if we did it as a council versus me personally? Could we do that?
Provide that. Now, as far as, I think that what we
Okay.
I'm not
It just takes all the feedback.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But we can do it, on our next agenda and do sort of like what we're doing today, where we'll bring it back, say, you know, get it to a point where everyone agrees on the contents and vote to approve it, and then we can send it to them.
Could we do that, please, for the next meeting? Okay. I'd just like to get that, off of. All right.
So the second thing I wanted to invite you to, and I believe that Wendy did email out the link, so we are doing a, City of Madera Transit Survey. The survey was primarily kicked off, due to the, closure of the Walmart bus stop and trying to figure out, what our next steps should be in terms of, improving or having or addressing public transportation and accessibility, to that shopping center.
Did you get any other complaints other than Councilmember Robinson and myself at the last meeting?
So prior to the last meeting, we've actually gotten, a number of comments. I don't know if necessarily complaints, but a number
supporting,
of comments.
Supporting the idea.
From other, passengers, wanting to access,
Walmart
specifically. And our transit advisory board, has, at a number of different meetings, brought this up as a topic, which is one of the reasons why we were doing the survey. So just to give the council a little bit of background on some previous work that had been done, mm-hmm. is, there has been a stop, in that parking lot, mm-hmm. in essence, for at least maybe a decade. I can't speak to how long it's been there, mm-hmm. but it's also moved around to several different locations. I brought a map that I'm going to share.
Oh, perfect. I did a little research too. And I believe that some of the problems that the parking or the shopping center owner was encountering might have been due to homeless people, not so much transit riders. I'm not sure, but that's just preliminary.
So a couple of issues with, the stop being in the parking lot. One, the transit operator, so the city, contracts out with a third party operator. The transit operator has actually never liked having to navigate that parking lot. It's an issue for drivers. It's an issue, you know, figuring out, making sure that they're letting passengers off safely. So they've always had concerns driving mm-hmm. in and out of that, mm-hmm. that parking lot.
Is this the new transit operator or the previous one?
This is the previous one.
Okay.
There was a stop by the Goodwill store,
mm-hmm.
The Blue Star. The other thing to remember too is that, not only the city uses this stop, but also Madera County uses the stop as well. Mm-hmm. So they have, two stops in the city. One, is tied to where we meet, or where we have a stop by Madera Marketplace, and the other is tied to the Intermodal Building.
Where's Madera Marketplace?
Madera Marketplace
on the other side.
So Madera Marketplace is actually this entire shopping.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So when we had a stop at the Goodwill store, mm-hmm. Madera County mm-hmm. also had their stop there, and so we met there.
And they came.
But, no more, Madera County.
No, there is still Madera County. So they've moved. Our stop is now moved to behind the Walgreens, and so they also stopped
yes.
behind the Walgreens.
Yeah.
The stop was next moved to where the Red Star is in front of, I think it's now Workforce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Workforce Development, and so had been there for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. When the building was empty.
Mm-hmm. So one of the
no, after that also. When there was school and EDD office,
yeah, it was,
then
it was
there
was
bus stop. Maybe 6 months or just like that.
That was also the area the homeless were congregating when the building, prior to the school moving in, there was a lot of debris and a lot of complaints and a lot of issues there because it was a perfect sheltered type of a.
Right.
Okay.
And so the issue with the debris and trash was more the property manager.
Okay.
We had spoken with Walmart. They weren't as concerned. But our operator, well, they were also concerned about traffic congestion. So the problem with the stop being where the red star is there are times when both Madera City and Madera County will be there at the same time, and you could have as many as three buses. It means that you could have three buses sitting parked in a red zone and have to worry about passengers or just people mm-hmm. walking in front of or behind the buses through the parking lot into traffic, and so that was a concern. So we had started having them drive up behind the Walmart and coming up in between mm-hmm. where Walmart is and mm-hmm. that facility is. The problem there is you also have shipping trucks and also
traffic.
Service trucks.
Yeah.
And so the buses weren't able to stage there.
Right.
So it was at that point that we looked at temporary closing it, opening or having folks move and use the Walgreens and try to figure something else out.
Mm-hmm.
We met with Walmart and actually walked the parking lot, and one of the suggestions that they had that we thought we'd see was feasible was to take up, there are two rows of parking behind the Chase Bank building,
mm-hmm.
sort of in the middle
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea was
that
we would build that out to be a transit stop, and buses would stop there. We had engineering go out, try to figure out what it would look like, what it would cost. Part of the issue, or the main issue, was that then you have people, if they...
transiting the parking, uncontrolled
right.
parking, yeah.
And there is no sidewalk that leads
right.
this way, and they have to go past that road that goes out onto
yeah.
Cleveland,
right.
which is a major...
Yeah.
Kind of, so engineering really wasn't in support of,
right.
Of doing that. So then the next option came before that. We had also looked at the grassy area in front of Walmart along Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, they talked about expansion or wanting the ability to expand, and so not wanting to give the right of way because mm-hmm. you actually have to do a curb cut into that
curb,
area
yeah.
mm-hmm. to be able to use it.
I think that's been ruled out, though.
Yes, it has been ruled
so
out.
So I think we're okay with that spot. The grassy area adjacent to Cleveland.
It's been ruled out by the
conditional. There's a
owner.
Conditional use line adjustment issue over there. They can no longer expand or not out that far.
Well, even if it's been ruled out, it's still not our property, so
right.
they still have to agree to being able to do it.
Okay.
So we're at the point now where we're looking at the stop, the
pack and
having
save.
A spot near Pack and Save, so beyond Schnorr near Alderwood.
Right.
And that was proposed because there is a clear 3-foot sidewalk that goes all the way from that street
mm-hmm.
around the shopping center to the Walmart. The only place where someone would have to transverse traffic would be between
mm-hmm.
This building and this building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Walmart now has, they have the entry that's on this end of the building.
Right.
So it makes it a little bit easier to get in.
I don't believe that those curbs are ADA compliant.
That would be something that we would look at in terms of when
yeah.
we do,
yeah.
if we do the stop there, we would look at
yeah.
those curbs being able to.
Because that's a big barrier. I actually went out and, you know, kind of eyeballed it to see what I was looking at there, but.
So where we're at now is we put out the survey. There are a couple of questions just to kind of get a sense if folks would take Dial-A-Ride, which will still be able to drop off in front of the store,
mm-hmm.
or if they would be willing to stay at the Walgreens or the Pack and Save. So the survey does include some questions looking at that. The other thing is we have reached out to Walmart again. They are in transition in terms of their managers, so they have a co-manager right now,
mm-hmm.
But their regional person indicated he'd prefer, that I can speak with him, but he preferred that we wait until they have their permanent manager. And he's thinking 3 weeks to a month out before that person's in place.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
And what did you get? Did you get any feel of flexibility with Walmart District?
So he didn't want to say one way or the other.
Okay.
He wanted me to have a conversation with the new person coming in.
And not to repeat the objections that I voiced in my email, but I just don't feel that the pack and save is accessible enough. And it's certainly distance-wise, given weather, traffic, homeless, and, you know, other issues, that it's just not convenient. So the Cleveland option maybe. What's your feeling as far as the...
My one concern about the Cleveland option is we might have to look at changing the route, because if a bus pulls, so let's say we do get to be able, if a bus pulls into that stop, when they come out, they're going to need to be able to make a left into the shopping center where Lowe's is. So that means right after they come out, they're going to have to come
transverse three lanes.
Right, and get over to be able to make a left in there, unless we change the
Unless they go down to the light and go in the back way.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So unless we change the route on the way that they access it.
I know Walmart has the parking lot there, but I know it's a lot of reds on there. But why not let people off red at that area? I'm sorry. Why not let people off at that area where they got the red? Why you guys can't make it a stop there that they can get on there and get off, even if you got enough room there that you could have more than just one bus pull up there to pick up. And then all they got to do is make the turn to go out and go to the light and do what they're going to go straight across over to what you call it, because it's got enough room that they're not going to be in the way of the cars that's coming there. Because if you put it where you're talking about, it's going to be so many people that can't, they don't have the accessibility of walking that far over to catch a bus to get off and stuff. And that's what we're trying to, I'm assuming that's what we're trying to give more accessibility to that area.
So which area, when you say there's
so halfway
area,
in between.
Know, right in front. Walmart? Yeah. You know what?
Here?
You know what? Yeah, you know they kind of come, yeah. In that area is what I'm thinking
about.
Well,
it's closer, but it's closer than...
Yeah, because it's right there. Yeah. And that's a lot of area.
And that's the area typically where Dial-A-Ride stops.
Well, why not have, you can have more than one bus stopping there. Because Dial-A-Ride only gonna, they just pick up, you should be able to have more than just one bus that's gonna stop there, because it's enough room that you can have two or three different buses stopping in there, and ever which one they're gonna get on, they would have the room to get on, get off, or whatever they have there.
Or maybe vary the times, you know, 3:10, 3:20. You know, give them a little staggered.
Yeah. Because you're just trying to, I'm just looking at it, my point of view is what I see is, you know, you're there a lot, and you're not in the way of traffic. They still, your cars can go by, but you still have enough room for the individuals to be able to get on the bus and get off there without getting in the street. They can just walk on the sidewalk, go into Walmart, and do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And come back out and get their bus there.
So you're talking, yeah, that's the area that she's referring to. And that was my initial suggestion, because it's kind of a notch out and have some benches.
It
it's currently the smoking section, if you will, but it's out of the traffic path
it
enough.
Is. Mm-hmm.
It is owned by the shopping center group rather than Walmart, because Walmart's got a zero footprint on that pad. But that was my logical assumption, choice, preference, too. So I don't know if we can maybe, and it looks like there's probably 20, 30 feet in there for a couple of benches.
Yes.
But that would be Walmart territory. So, but I could also envision a nice little covered bus stop right there in the on the Cleveland side, and maybe we could even do it with CBDG money at some point.
So you are saying near to Garden Side of Walmart?
Yeah, it's in between there.
I like
that area right in between.
It's uphill, but I mean, yeah, it works.
But then you've got the whole rest that nobody can go anywhere else except for Walmart. Why is Walmart dominating here? Why is it?
This is a major retailer.
Why can't Pack and Save make some money?
Up there.
We could put one there too.
Yeah.
Loading
I mean, you can't stop it.
Most of their trucks are in the back.
Well, we have one there. Have one at Pack and Save and have one over here.
Back there.
That would work.
So, Deborah, for clarification, what is the better place for the individual members to provide feedback? Is that at the TAB meeting, or is that at the Unmet Transit Needs meeting?
I would say the better place.
Good question.
would probably be unmet transit needs, because then there's an official city response that comes for every comment. And the review also includes MCTC as part of that.
And that's at 3 o'clock tomorrow? 3:30.
I believe it's at 3:30. It's on that.
On the flyer. Oh, all right. Hello. Three. Okay.
Three. Is that three?
Yeah, three. Okay. Diana, can you attend? Tomorrow at 3? It's on Howard Road?
No, I can try.
You can take the bus and experience it. I'm going to try to do.
I've experienced it, so.
Well, tell us your experience.
I rode Dollaride before, and I rode your Max bus. I rode them both before, and I had no problem, you know, riding it. It's my only thing with the bus is the times. You got to call in. You got to get them to come to pick you up and stuff like that. So, and I'm, like I said, I'm just not sure tomorrow because I just had surgery, so I'm kind of like teeter-totting out today. But I'll do my best to try to be there for 3, and I would probably just rather drive over.
And it's on that's on Howard Road.
Yeah.
But it would be good to really share the perspective of the people that are using the service and
yes.
that opinion.
And you have a lot of people with disabilities that do ride Dollaride and the Max bus. They do.
And I think if we can come to some mutually agreeable way to accommodate that would just be huge. Yeah. And I know it's an old shopping center, and we're out of kind of. You don't have a lot stretcher, but if we can put our heads together, maybe we can come up with some alternatives that'll meet some needs.
Well, when you really look at it, I know Walmart, even up in there where they had a handicap sign, they have a lot of room right in there that they can make stops. Buses could come through there, and if they wanted to, they could drop people off where they have the places where people can walk with disability, they can walk through. But they have a lot of empty spots there. On both sides.
And I think that's the shopping center owner's property then. It's not Walmart parking lot. Walmart only owns the pad, the store, physical store building.
Physical store.
So I don't know how they came to that agreement with the shopping center owner, but we're a little late to that dish, I think, to get our spot out there. Mr. Lateef?
Yeah, I think they own the Pack and Save side. They own other people, the different owners. Than Walmart. Walmart had a different owner?
No, Walmart is corporate, and then the shopping center is
the two sites. I believe Mr. Lateef is correct that there's the shopping center is actually two groups.
Even look like three. One is the Chase Bank, second is Walmart, and third is Pack and Save site. Pack and Save, Goodwill.
Maybe owns Pack and
because
Save.
Because it came up, if you recall.
Sure.
When the used car sale was coming for a use permit, it came up
three
at
owners.
That point, I feel like. I think there's at least two owners, and it kind of split sort of in the middle.
Oh, boy. Fun.
And adult school building, EDD and also
who owns the school building?
Owner.
The shopping center set the group, probably. Okay. Because if we're trying to meet unmet transit needs and clear the alleviate some parking constraint in that parking lot, the bus would be the perfect way to do that.
Yes.
I mean, to have three buses through there and, you know, on and off, and that's, you know, a bunch of cars you don't have to have in that parking lot, which seems to be a problem at the school and the restaurant. So I think it meets a lot of needs.
I saw personally so many students and visitors in EDD and adult school and other government office was there. They come there and they use bus, but they moved the bus maybe 1 year ago.
Or more.
It was right spot on front of the, but maybe the school objection, they did objection by school, or I don't know who removed it.
I know the city council has caught some comments about the parking itself not being available for customers for restaurant use, so. Cynthia, you want to keep the one stop at Pack and Save.
I do.
Is that an option? Have one at Pack and Save and one in Cleveland?
Maybe.
Deborah would encourage you to submit that at the unmet transit need hearing
tomorrow. All right, via email.
What you talk about, like, you're interested in the timing of the bus. So there, we call headways, so how long, you know, it takes a bus to get through its route. So when you have a bunch of stops, that kind of plays into it. So there are some other factors to consider on where we and how we place stops.
Okay. And I've also reached out to Arnaldo, our city planner and city manager. So he's had some planning. His training is in planning, so maybe he can shed some thoughts or have a something we've missed.
Because when I look at the bus stop over at Walgreens,
it's a nice bus stop.
It's a nice bus stop, but the thing about it, people have to cross the street.
It's in a run.
Over to Walmart, and that's a
How many times have you heard that? How many people have you heard that from?
Quite a few. You know, the bus is just sitting there.
That is the main question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then stand there and watch the people that jaywalk.
Yes. And it is, because it's so easy for somebody to get hit because they cross when they're not supposed to. I've seen it, you know, where they just jaywalking across there, and you got to hit your brakes right quick trying to not hit that person.
Deborah, do we have any numbers on how many people take Dial-A-Ride directly to Walmart every day?
We do, and I'm wrapping up putting that report together for the TAB meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
So, well, we appreciate any creative thinking you can do, because this is, I know it's an old shopping center and a growing population and just kind of a real sticky wicket here, but I think it's a serious public safety issue and a convenience and accessibility issue for our seniors.
And unfortunately, you have a city. We're in a city that has an ADA advisory council. Not all cities do have that.
We're lucky to have
so
it.
So
you can thank Wendy. I think it was Wendy's bright idea.
Yeah. So we get to push it.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your consideration, and hopefully we can move it forward. So.
And I just brought. I didn't know if anybody wanted copies of the survey.
Sure. Unless you did, you email it to me.
My
printer quit.
Wendy emailed the link, so you can do it online. Or those are
my printer.
I drive to put input, but you know I not use the Dial-A-Ride or not the Max, so how I can answer it? Because they ask the question, how many times you use it?
Right.
Well, but I not use it.
But use it, and then you'll be informed. You know, you got to try it.
Just take a ride. I'll go with you.
The survey will be going on through the end of the month, so
that's plenty of time. Yeah.
If I already filled it out, can I fill it out again?
Yes, you can.
Vote early and often.
Yes.
It's just that this is one of the most frequent complaints that we get, is the Dial-A-Ride is great, but it's overwhelmed or just, you know, going so many places. So I think establishing a fixed route would maybe eliminate some of the burden on people trying to get to Walmart with Dial-A-Ride.
That's a good point. Very
Pardon?
Good point. That's a good point.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. What's our next item here?
These letters, no?
Mm-hmm. Next item, lost it already.
The post office letter.
Post office. Okie doke. Item number 3, review, discussion, direction regarding letter to congressional representatives on accessibility concerns at the Madera Post Office. Wendy Silva.
Hello. So I took the letter that we wrote, probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, to the postmaster outlining for him our concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Took those concerns, reworded some of it so that it was addressed to Congress members, not the postmaster. And so that's the draft you have in front of you. So what I would take from the advisory council today is any feedback on changes you'd like to see. And then what we'll do is, if we get to agreement, we'll then take the letter and get the right names and addresses plugged in and have your chairperson sign them and get them in the mail.
Many times over the last 12 years.
Yes.
3 postmasters. Go.
You correct any of that if I got it wrong. That was my recollection.
Close enough. I wouldn't like my adjectives anyway.
I just had some question on the parking. I was a little bit confused.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna get to that section so we're all looking at it. Okay.
So we can't request the sliding doors, huh?
What? Well, we remember we want to bring the issue to their attention, but we can't necessarily get the solution we want. If they want to engage in the conversation, I mean, ideally, right? We'd like a brand new facility. So anyway.
Yeah.
So the parking issue, Cynthia, was that we don't have any place right now where we can put a completely flat, van-accessible spot because of the crown on those old roads. And so what we had floated by the postmaster at that time, you know, there's the parking lot that goes behind the facility. It actually goes all the way around. And they have flat areas in there, but it's not open to the public.
Yeah, right.
And what we had asked was, we're not asking for your entire parking lot to be open to the public, but can you give at least one or two van-accessible areas so that people have a safe place to park and traverse to get into the post office for
walk
service.
Walk around to the front, yeah.
Then you can follow the sidewalk without having to be in the path of travel.
Right, because the sidewalks are too...
Of the vehicles.
The current accessible parking spaces that are there on the street right now, the sidewalk is...
Well, and there's a... Because they're old roads, the crown in the middle,
yeah,
where the stripe is... To where the gutter is, the slope is
mm-hmm,
too great as
right,
well.
Right.
And there's no, it's not an easy fix. We can't just magically build up the sidewalk. Then we've got to figure out how to get people back down. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. But the reason they weren't able to put that cut into the, in between the two parking spaces is because that thing is so high and it would be too high. Because that's normally you have the two spaces, then you have a ramp. And that would be your free accessible.
But
what
they have to do right now, I believe on at least one or two of the issues, is they have to come around the back of the vehicle, don't they? Into the path of traffic.
Into the path to get to the corner, the curb cut on the corner.
Yes,
to get
yes.
Up. Yeah.
What about the alley?
Those on the corner there. Because you know they got a handicap sign on the street.
Mm-hmm. That's
hard for somebody trying to get mm-hmm. out of that. You're leaning up this way, and yep, you get out, and you almost they can easily trip there. So that's not good either.
Yeah, that's not compliant. That one.
Have we ruled out the alley that is just south of the building? There's a two-car. I mean, it's maybe a car and a half. There's a private alley to the.
I was gonna say I don't know who owns it, so it's private.
Well,
isn't it chained off?
No,
through there?
No. I go through there every once in a while when I'm trying to find a parking. I'm going around
and
finding a parking
space. The post office has
space.
Area right there on their lot. They have two areas on the side of their building here.
Right on the.
Or some. Yeah. Well, some
the,
on
the alleyway.
I
think I had my eye on that.
Parking spots there. That somebody could park in. They got a couple of spots there.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three that somebody could park there if they wanted to.
In the alley, in the side of the
post office building.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
what I'm
coming through the alley
too.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they'll want to give them up because they might be management. But
well,
okay. So let's find us here.
Yep. E and.
Is this the post office?
Yep. That's it. Okay, so right on the in between there, I think that's a private.
Here?
No, back on the south side, right here, right there, right in there.
I just assumed that was a driveway. Is it an alley? See, I thought their parking lot wrapped around and that this was a driveway. But that's just me driving by randomly thinking that's what it was. I don't know.
Mm. I think the alley is the parking to the east there.
The alley's where those white vans are.
That's the alley.
Because it goes all the way through the block.
Yeah, this one goes all the way through.
But it's
that
on the
one,
side.
That one right there
it's
on the brown
the
right there. Right there is... I've seen vehicles parked there. I don't know if it's a legal parking area. I don't think it's... But they were postal vehicles. And I don't think that may be private property. I don't believe that's a city situation.
You know
so
what? Go back.
Hang on, let me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we are. Mm-hmm.
I'd bet that those are either employees of this building or this
building. That
building,
right? That was Massetti. But there's still Boy, that's a good program.
Well, that's,
that's too many cars to be Massetti, but.
Okay, right.
I mean.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't even think that's Massetti's.
Well, they owned the Madera Appliance Outlet, didn't they?
Maybe employees of post office.
Yeah,
well, you also had some other offices down here, but it could be any of those. But so, yeah,
no,
you're right.
Those are probably mail men.
I've seen traffic parked both ways
yeah.
in there, so that might be an option if it's available. I don't know.
I don't know how to use this that well, so I apologize.
You're doing
that it's
good.
Jumping around.
You're really good.
Go on the back. Go on the back of your building back there.
Okay, hang on. I got to figure out how to zoom out.
Yeah, this Kay. Is good.
Let's do. Oh, this probably.
Doing good.
It is good.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Now it's going down the street. I need the planners to show me how to use this. Nope, that's panning.
I think it's the top one.
This one?
Uh-huh.
And then middle.
We're looking around now. We're not. Oh, exit street view. Woo!
Woo!
There you go.
Okay, back here.
Yes, that's
okay.
Where you want to go, right there. Uh-huh.
I don't know that we'll be able to see the back of the building.
That's okay.
No.
You show me. See what a two post office box is there?
Oh, right here.
Yeah, right over there.
On that side is some exits. Is some mm-hmm. parking spots mm-hmm. there.
Yes, right on the. That's where like the.
But they're not open to the public. Yeah, that's what we had asked the postmaster about. Was turning these. I think they're right here, right?
Yeah, they are. It's two.
Uh-huh. And turning yeah. those into van accessible parking.
Uh-huh.
And we never got an answer.
Where would
they?
There's enough. Where would the access be then on
the
sidewalk?
There's a
sidewalk
here, and you'd
okay.
come around. So
all
is it
around.
Ideal? I mean, is it perfect? No, but is it better than what we have right now? For some people, yes, depending
yes.
on their mobility issue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think the alley, if we can rule that in or out, would be something to discuss. And then definitely the driver's side mail drop.
Yeah.
They actually put two of those boxes in that alley. And they had so much traffic.
I know. They had
were overwhelmed. And they
I
said,
remember,
oh, no.
It was so convenient to be able to drive up
yeah,
and just
yeah.
put your mail in.
Go yep. figure. And they were so overwhelmed, they took the boxes out and put them back.
And then we thought maybe we could put them over across the street at Pete's, where Pete's old, that's closed down now, somewhere over there.
They didn't want to cross the street, the traffic. They didn't want to service those with the carts. And
they thought they'd get hit, yeah. And
that was the reason. But... they also didn't want to handle the volume of mail from those drop boxes.
Can you imagine?
There was so much mail, but that would eliminate or alleviate the traffic parking issue. So, all right, well, the letter looks good.
I was going to say, are there any edits to the letter? Otherwise, we can get it prepared to go out.
Okay, everybody have a chance to read it?
Yeah, one thing, there's the height of the counter. It is important for a disabled person.
That's a good observation.
How to use the pad of ATM card to sign it.
I completely missed that.
There is isn't there a short one?
No, that's our height.
All are high. Mm-hmm.
They did, the only thing they did inside was they did put a bench in there for people to not have
sit.
To sit and to wait in line. They could
sit,
stand. They could sit, and then when your time comes up, they'll call you and you can get up
there.
Are you
sure about
a lower
the counter? You're very sure?
It is.
Counters
are high.
Yeah, that's my recollection,
too. But need, when somebody want to use the debit credit card or have to sign any paper, it should to be just like these counters are high, the same thing
okay.
there.
Can we add that?
We'll add the counter height and inability for people to access documents at that height.
Yes.
And how about just overall ADA compliance for...
Well, if it's generic, we're less likely to get a response.
Okay.
If we can bring specific concerns. At least this is my experience as an individual. If if I can say these five things are an issue, I may not get all five, but maybe I'll get three. But if I just say generically you have problems, they say thank you, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So
Be specific.
So we'll add the counter height, the customer counter height.
Yeah, please.
That front door is really a good one because that door will knock you down.
And if
there are stairs and then it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Say that
the
again.
Ramp.
The front door, if you go into that front door, the front door will just knock you down and you don't have
Thank
to
you.
Have a disability, but it can be anyone because
yeah.
it's so bad.
That's been my complaint for 12 years.
Mm.
And if you're in a walker or on crutches or you're frail, those doors have such a huge, heavy pull, unless there's some kind person there. And the wind, yeah. So we're asking for the flat portion of the current parking lot, current rear parking lot. Can we add alley in there to just get it in to consideration?
Let me, I'm going to put a note next to an alley, and then I'm going to go back before we put it in there, and I'm going to check with Keith and see if engineering can tell me who actually owns it. Or what it is.
Okay.
Is it part of the post office, or is it part of the next building? You know, if it's not the post office anyway, then it's somebody else we need to be asking.
Okay. I recall seeing 3 or 4 postal vehicles parked on that side of that building, but it's probably just a common practice. And then do you want me to go in and verify the counter height situation before we add that?
If you have time.
That's my recollection, but I'll go in and verify it. And then, can we move up the lack of the driver's side drop-off?
Well, you tell me, what's the biggest priority?
Doors.
The doors or the driver's side drop-off?
I'd go doors number one, driver's side drop-off number two, because that would eliminate the disability parking issue, because if somebody's driving.
And the counter issue. Need to sign something, it would help.
Right.
Okay.
So I think the driver's side.
Number two
would be the, if it makes any difference in priorities.
What would you put next, the parking or the access ramp?
Cynthia?
I think you have to look at it fluid. You have to look at the
either
door. How to, you know, like the access ramp would be first, and then the doors to get in. Because if you can't get in, then you can't open the door.
Right, but not everybody uses the access
yes.
ramp. So if you can't get in the building, the doors affect everybody.
Yeah.
Women with strollers, it's just.
I would just switch the.
Okay, just insert one. In between. And so
yeah.
this becomes.
And then
maybe
everything
if we
else
could
is okay.
just prioritize the driver's
four.
Side. The driver, can we add a language saying that the driver's side drop-off would alleviate a lot of these issues?
Yep. This would alleviate. I'll put it in a very nice phrase, but I'm
sure.
making my own notes right now.
Yep.
And we'll save the government.
Yeah, and I mean, if turning those mailboxes around and inconveniencing
and more
the employees would alleviate a lot of these issues for.
Well, they get more business and they could stay in business.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
And then this is going to who? The postmaster? Or the
no, this goes to congressional representatives. So your U.S. Senator and House of Rep peoples.
Perfect. Perfect. And then what about district postmaster copy? Copy.
You try. I just got to figure out who that is.
Copy
the
district.
Information is not easy to come by.
We're doing that before we send it to the DOJ. Is that it? Or in addition.
Well, it's not a DOJ issue because they do not have to comply with the ADA. And they do not have to comply with the Architectural Barriers Act for this building because of when it was built. So we're basically asking, out of the goodness of your heart, can you please make it so that it can be accessible? So we don't have the law behind us in this case.
Right.
But it's that same situation we've talked about before where it's the right thing to do.
All right, do we need to take a vote on this? I think we have direction.
It cannot be sent separate, one to the political, it means leader, senator, or just like, and one to directly to the main office of post office, just like district office or the Sacramento
General.
Office.
We can do that too. We can send it to all of them.
Because that will be effect, it will be direct to department.
Maybe.
In San Francisco, yeah.
San Francisco? Okay.
Yeah, San Francisco or Sacramento, I don't know where their main office is.
Diana, mm-hmm. Anything to add?
No.
Okay, what's your, all right. So we got lots to check on, Cynthia.
What?
I think we're, anything to add to this letter?
No, I'm good.
We're
it's good? Good.
So I think we're good. Do we need a vote?
No, I think we have direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty.
So this next letter, Ms. Shaw from the Housing Authority drafted it. And I will correct DJ's name.
Okay. Do we really think Mr. Carson's going to take a look at this? Is that where we have to start?
Well, we've been asking what can we do, and she has suggested that we send a letter to this effect. So I think at a minimum we send this, and then we potentially say, okay, we did that. What else can we do? You know what I mean?
And isn't there a district or Western District of HUD? Or I mean, this
I
is
have no idea.
Yeah, because I imagine he gets a lot of mail. Not all of it happy.
I can ask Ms. Shaw if there's a district or regional representative that we could also send this to.
Might be more approachable.
State representative. Yeah.
I think it's a way to get attention. You know, you send it out there and you get to more than one person. We know it's a lot of mail, but it's
mm-hmm.
necessary.
Hopefully,
because
yeah.
we have to get their attention.
Exactly.
You know.
You got to start somewhere.
The one that says draft on it.
This mm-hmm. March 22, right?
Yes.
Sensitivity in your heart for these issues. I don't know if I'd word it quite that way. Please find, we're asking for your, I'll have to think on that.
The authorities are treating what they can against these populations. There's no one place that disabled can find a place to live because of their age and disability. Free speech is directly.
Yeah, that's not.
Staff about those we advocate for. This is one of the challenges that must be addressed, not have to keep neighbors whole.
Surgeon.
Please find some sensitivity mm-hmm. in your heart for these issues. Let us know that you are truly here to help. I'm not. Yeah, I see what you're saying, DJ.
Yeah, that doesn't really. Can I look at this and get it to you in the morning?
Yeah, we can.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Societal makeup. To me, we would close it with something more along the lines of, "We appreciate you taking the time to review this letter and look forward to your response."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Well, I'd like to just. I'd just like.
We'll just make it more of a business-like closing. If you have specific language you want to include, DJ, just email it to me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'll take a look at this.
We should probably, this is kind of a big font. So we have some room on the page, but I do want to try and keep like this one to a one-pager.
Sure.
Because it's the initial, we're kind of putting you on notice. We have an ask.
Let me look at that if you wouldn't mind. I'll just get it. I'll wordsmith it tonight.
How about something with the using the U.S. Census, knowing that the U.S. Census is just now happening, our city's growing,
overwhelmed,
you know,
shortage of rental housing.
Well, we start to say things like that, they're going to want the actual
data facts.
So I think we.
Just open the conversation.
This is the start of the conversation. This is like, can I schedule a meeting? Mm-hmm.
And then bring the facts later. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
My bus is coming. I gotta go.
Is your bus here? Okay. All right. Cynthia's got a bus to catch. Will they wait?
Yeah, they'll wait.
Okay.
They better wait for me.
All right. So what? Anything else, Wendy?
Not on this. I don't. Do you?
Right. Nope. I think. Do we have any items to add for the next agenda? Council meeting we want to put on for discussion. Diana, we want anything items to discuss?
No.
Any other observations that you've made?
No.
No, really, because you brought up the button on Yosemite and nothing else?
Nothing else.
Okay. Mr. Lateef?
Aye.
Good. Cynthia?
One thing, I am sorry. There was, I saw on Taylor between Kimberly and Pamela, there one, the sidewalk ramps are not there. The kind of court, you say the housing, their court, they say, on the it is on the Taylor near to Kimberly and Pamela. There's no sidewalk ramp.
No ramps on those corners.
Curb cuts.
Okay, curb cuts. I think the city is working actively and they're targeting the main feeder.
Yeah, I saw on Third Street near to John Adam they are building, they are constructing.
Yeah. And I'll check the post office, and I went to the last TAB meeting, and I will be there again tomorrow. So anybody, can you come tomorrow at 3?
We had on Howard Road unmet meeting?
Yes.
I will try my best.
Okay, and you're busy. Say hi to Mom for me. Okay, so any council reports, any other comments? Anything to add? No, we're good. All right, meeting adjourned at 3. God damn, I can't see that.
4:30.
4:30.
4:28.
4:28.
Get some glasses. 4:28. Not to mention they've been sat on a few times. I can't see that far. You ready? All right. I'll stop the bus.